Many more coming up. Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The House is gearing up to address a bipartisan debt ceiling agreement. CBS's Jared Hill reports.
Today, the House is back early from Memorial Day break, working to turn a debt ceiling agreement into law in just a matter of days. The first hurdle will come during today's vote in the House Rules Committee.
The bill could go before the full House tomorrow. Police say nine people are injured after a shooting on a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. Four of the victims are children. Mayor Josh Levy is both saddened and angered.
To have an altercation with guns in a public setting with thousands of people around them is beyond reckless.
One person is in custody so far. The federal jury trial begins today in the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. University of Pittsburgh law professor David Harris says the trial in that 2018 synagogue shooting gives the victims a chance to speak out.
One of the functions of having a trial is that we tell the story in public. The victims have an opportunity. Here is what I experienced. This is what this has meant.
11 worshipers were killed in the Tree of Life synagogue attack. If convicted, Robert Bowers could face the death penalty. Disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes will be reporting to federal prison in Bryan, Texas today. KHOU reporter Shernmin Chow has the story.
Holmes, now 39, is sentenced to 11 years for fraud and conspiracy. She had claimed to develop a technology that allowed up to 200 different blood tests on just a few drops of blood.
The UN is warning of rising food emergencies in some parts of the world.
Two UN agencies are adding new countries to the highest alert levels, including Haiti and Mali. They join countries like Afghanistan and Somalia already on the list. They're sliding towards catastrophic conditions. And 22 other countries are identified as hotspots. Some issues are caused by El Nino, others by war.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. In France, the idea of banning Twitter is gaining some ground. CBS's Chanel Cole explains what's behind that decision.
A French official is threatening to ban Twitter from the European Union after the social media giant pulled out of the EU's voluntary rules combating disinformation online. Other major tech companies pledged to follow the rules, with the EU's new regulations for governing digital media set to take effect in August. A European commissioner warned that EU teams will be, quote, ready for enforcement.
And the TSA says almost 9.8 million travelers have been screened at airports since Friday. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whoever just hit those brakes hard for no reason was definitely not you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, because you are a safe driver. Unlike most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So keep on being you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, and we'll keep on delivering the discounts. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I have our head of the news department, Melissa Kayo, here with me.
Good morning, good morning.
We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going, Paul?
Good. How was your weekend?
Good. We got a lot done.
Oh, it was beautiful weather.
Yeah, we couldn't have asked much better of a script weather-wise, Paul. How was yours?
Yeah, it was good, too. Yeah, definitely got some time outdoors to take it in. And you know, I guess raring to go back to work, I guess, right?
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Just raring.
Happy to be here.
Well, at least we got a nice backdrop for the day here, Paul. It's nice out there. How's it looking for the rest of the day and this week?
Yeah, it is another beautiful day today. Still heating up here for us with those highs today, about 88, but still very comfortable humidity levels out there as we do stay with the south winds, 5 to 15. 60 tonight, clear skies, and then a mix of clouds and sun Wednesday. Could see a late day shower storm pop up tomorrow, but otherwise a high at about 89. And that isolated shower storm chance early Wednesday night, partly cloudy otherwise, mid-60s. Still on that pocket of upper 80s to 90 degree highs Thursday and Friday with some sun. A few more scattered isolated storm chances as well through the end of the week. Still more of that for this weekend. So by no means is it going to rain every day or be anything of rain out any day in particular, but still seeing kind of that background opportunity for a couple showers or storms Saturday, Sunday, upper 80s Saturday, partly sunny, mid-80s, partly sunny Sunday, and still more mid-80s Monday, maybe another shower chance to start off the week. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, is it unusually dry for this time of year, or is this what we normally would expect?
It has been drier, you know, for the month of May in general, and certainly looks like early June could kind of stay that way. So yeah, definitely been some drying occurring here in our area of the country. So nothing that's got us into a drought situation as of yet, but that could be something we monitor if we don't get that rain in the next few weeks. I'm sure that'll be some possible talk of that starting up here for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, good to know, Paul.
Yeah, good. We got a little bit of rain in the forecast then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully you can capitalize a bit on some of these opportunities to kind of stave off that concern right now. Mm. Yeah,
Paul, I don't want to keep you, but do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke song. I don't know. I play the guitar, so I do play. I play the guitar accompaniment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't do karaoke much.
That's awesome, though. That's cool. You play guitar.
Well, yeah.
Paul.
What's your favorite one to play and sing?
Yeah.
It kind of varies from time to time, but there's this song. I don't know if you know this group named Blind Faith.
Oh my God!
70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Clapton.
Yeah. One of the Clapton supergroups. Jeff Beck. Yeah. Yeah. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve Winwood. Jeff Beck. Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's Can't Find My Way Home. They did a song called Can't Find My Way Home.
Yeah.
I'm loving that on the guitar and stuff.
It's so. One of top 100 favorite songs of all time. Like, I love that song. That's awesome,
really?
Paul.
Okay.
Yes, top 100. My dad used to play it all the time growing up. I love it. That's a great song.
Yeah, it's really one of those really cool songs. You just don't hear anything like it in the music arena for a while now.
You're right.
Yeah.
That is awesome, Paul.
We're glad to know that,
yes,
Paul. That's cool.
You just made our day.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Yeah,
have a great one.
You're welcome.
We'll talk soon.
You guys too.
Best in the business and best guitar player in the business.
Yeah.
Weather guitar player in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley. That was awesome.
Yes.
See, this is why you talk to people. This is you ask questions. We would have never known
all these things we don't know.
Yeah. 424-2600. We want to talk to you. Join the conversation, everybody. What is your go-to karaoke song? Because that's what we want to find out, because people on TikTok are arguing about it after some guy with 3 million followers posted his top 5 picks, which always creates these things.
Well, of course.
I maintain, and this happens mostly in sports, Melissa, but top 5 lists were only invented to create confrontation.
Controversy.
Yes, that's the only reason they were ever invented. It goes back to whatever, any top 5 list of anything, whether it's sports, cakes, I don't care what it is only built to create, well, that's not what my top 5 is, and blah, 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 you know, debate television is bored and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an interesting list. He didn't rank them, but thinks the last one here is the best if it's done well. His picks are Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson, Respect by Aretha Franklin, Come On Eileen from Dexter's Midnight Runners, and Island in the Sun from Weezer. And finally, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Ah.
But only if you've memorized it. If you nail it, it'll crush. If not, it'll flop. We Didn't Start the Fire is another one, very similar. If you memorize it, if you know the lyrics by heart, then you can really kill it at karaoke.
Right.
If not, then you're never going to get a record deal.
I don't know if anybody's gotten a record deal from karaoke. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. People in the comments have been listing the obvious snubs like Sweet Caroline or Piano Man or Living on a Prayer. Let's go ahead and see what our audience has to add. Good morning. You're on the show.
Still talking about karaoke?
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Melissa knows this one. She knows what I'm going to say. My best karaoke performance ever in my life was Poor Unfortunate Souls, which is timely because Little Mermaid's coming out soon.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good
one. And Disney karaoke.
Disney tunes.
Yeah, Disney karaoke should be a thing. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. There are so many moms out there that would absolutely come out and do.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, we need like a Disney karaoke bar.
Yes. I have been talking about this for how long, Mo? Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
At least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it should be a thing. Because we would have so many people that would come out for that. They just need babysitters. It has to be in coordination with babysitting.
Or, hear me out, it's a two-sided building, and one side has a daycare that works after hours, right?
Yep. Yep.
I think anything involving more daycare sounds like a good idea. Run with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hard agree. Okay, I have to get my kids to school.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Great call. Great call. I like that one. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of us... I love the idea of this, because whether parents realize it or not, they know these songs.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing constantly in the background with these movies and everything. Mm. So why not? That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Especially if you could, I don't want to, if I say adult themed, it's going to get like, you know, bounce chicken. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean like where you could have drinks and stuff like that, right. That kind of thing. So say you had it like it was open, all day. So it's during the day, you know, it's a karaoke place for kids and little kids and mom and dad and the kids can sing along.
Yeah,
or something
and you
like
got
that.
Kids bop songs and Disney songs like, from their favorite cartoons.
As soon as it gets to 8, 9 o'clock at night, lights get a little different. You know, tone gets a little different around
the
Kool-Aid
gets put away.
But maybe the songs stay the same.
Right. Just not the kids bop.
Yeah, I like it. I think you guys got something there. Now, here's something to show just how subjective a list like this is. Last fall, Billboard ranked the 100 best karaoke songs of all time, and none of the ones we've mentioned made the top 10.
Hmm.
They gave the top spot to Man, I Feel Like a Woman from Shania Twain.
Okay.
Then it's I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys. I Will Survive from Gloria Gaynor. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Since You've Been Gone is number 12. Respect is 16. Living on a Prayer, 17. Sweet Caroline, 26. And Piano Man is way down at number 63.
Sweet Caroline is my karaoke nemesis. I despise that song.
Mm.
So every time it comes on, I just don't want to even be in the same room.
It's hard to, you know, I can't necessarily blame you on that one. I've heard that. I think a lot of us have heard that song enough.
Way too many times. That's the problem, is the ones that are overplayed. Why can't I think of the name of the one? Love Shack.
Oh, yeah, I imagine that one.
That is, I've heard so many horrible renditions of that at karaoke.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those ones. I've done karaoke maybe 2-3 times in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe tops. In my old classic rock days, there was a bar in town here called Charlie's, and they used to have karaoke on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Friday nights, I believe. We were downtown doing a remote once, and... we got done, and Panama, Travis, Ace, and I were hanging out afterwards. And we went to the bars and stuff, and we're drinking, and it had probably too many. The four of us were having a good time, and somebody brought up karaoke. Keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Oh, black water, keep on rolling. So we did Black Water from the Doobie Brothers.
Nice.
And the whole point was to get to the refrain so that Travis and I would do the keep on drowning on me, you know, do the two parts.
Mm-hmm.
They would do Ace and Panbo do one part, we would do the other two. We had this all worked out. And we went up there, and I have very few times in my life I felt more confident or felt better out there. I felt like it was going so good. Yeah. And we may have something here. We actually harmonized all right here and everything. And I look out in the audience and I see these horrified looks. And I realize, oh no, this is just in my head. We actually sound horrible. We sound god awful. We were all over. I mean, we might have sounded a little better than I thought, but as I looked at the audience and everything, they were just laughing. They were not laughing with us necessarily.
Unfortunately, that's a lot of times the case at a karaoke bar, or especially when there's been a fair amount of alcohol. You usually think you sound a lot better than you do.
Yeah, yeah. This is also why I tell my friends, don't drink before you go out. Because you're going to think you look a lot better than you do. Do not do that.
Mm-hmm. Liquid courage. It only takes you so far.
True. I see the song We Don't Talk About Bruno is on this list as far as top karaoke
Encanto
songs. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Hearts Alone. Really anything from Heart.
Yeah.
Zach Brown Band with Chicken Fried. That one's because of the videos and stuff. The Applebee's commercial's gotten huge.
Mm-hmm.
Regulate from Warren G and Nate Dogg. That's not a bad one. Enya from Arnica Flow? Or Orinoco Flow from Enya? I'm not sure which that one is.
If I heard it, I'd know it probably immediately.
Yeah. Oh, Tim Curry. Or anything basically for Rocky Horror. Anything.
Yes.
Anything from any kind of like a rock musical or something
rock
like that.
Rock musicals, yes, but regular musicals, not so much.
No.
They don't go over well, I would say, with the crowd.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because the trick with picking a good karaoke song when you're in the bar is not picking what you like, it's picking what the audience wants to hear.
Right on. I like that.
Mm hmm.
Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama.
This part, we were all over the place.
All night long. Like
cutting each other off, talking over each other.
Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand.
I do love this song.
It's a good song. I think you probably have to practice a little bit.
Probably. Yeah, the Doobies had quite a bit of rhythm, quite a bit of chemistry, quite a bit of harmonizing and everything. It takes some work to get to that level. The other last note I was going to have about this that I think is interesting is they have on here Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good refrain. Have a refrain everybody can sing along with.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you mess up the whole song. If you get the refrain right, that's all they're going to remember.
They're on your side, then.
This is how we do. That's all you got to do. This is how we. That's all you got to know is that one part. And you'll kill it. You'll be all right. Remember, your audience is drunk half the time. You know, you don't have to be Marvin Gaye up there or anything.
No.
John Legend or something.
But pick a song they want to hear.
Yes. I think
Don't just do Gordon Lightfoot.
That is the best. That's some of the best advice I think you have given on the air, honestly. It's such a good note. I think that's a really good point. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87 today under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 60 tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 89, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday, let them know you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Ooh. Not bad at all.
Excellent.
And, of course, we encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info at WFHR.com or james at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, send it to any of our staff here. That's all the email, just melissa at civicmedia.us or Seth.
I don't know if that works for me because I tried it the other day and it didn't come through. So try melissa.k at civicmedia.us.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Play it safe.
And my last name's easy to spell, unlike Seth's.
Yeah, or mine. Or mine. be free to do that, everybody. And make sure to direct message us on Facebook as well. If none of those other ways are easier for you, you can go ahead and like our Facebook page. Direct message us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
This is how you get signed up to potentially win free Misties.
And we're going to be announcing our free Misties in just a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the month of May wrapped up, and we'll announce our May winner soon. Just we'll do it this week. Let's see here. I have three possible qualifiers. Melissa, Anita, 1 through 3.
I'm going to choose 2.
All right. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right to the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Libby Rosendick.
Happy birthday, Libby.
Libby, enjoy your day. I love the name Libby. It's a great name. Enjoy it, Libby. Hope it's a great day for you. Also, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a great friend of not only WFHR's, but this community's, Mr. Mike Hittner.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
One of my favorite people to talk to, Mr. Hittner. and not just mine, either. My mom's as well. My mom and Mike go back to Book World when she was working there and everything and at the library. Very good friends and always liked hanging out and talking to each other. And I know that I, as her son, have picked that up because talking with Mike in the Historic Point Bus is one of my favorite things to do on the air here. And funny enough, we will be talking with Mike this week and our friends from Historic Point Boss. They're going to join us tomorrow in part one. We're going to talk about Pioneer Festival. I have a preview for that.
Oh, nice. It's fun to talk with people who know the history of the area you live in.
Yeah.
Because there's so much like local history that you don't learn in history books in school necessarily. Teachers do lessons now and then, but being able to speak with somebody who grew up here, who is immersed in the history and loves to talk about it and share it is just, it's wonderful.
Obviously, the work that he's done with Family Natural Foods in Rapids. I mean, not every town has a health food store like that, let alone a rural town like ours that has had it for so long, you know, 70 plus years and everything. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
He's built quite a legacy.
Well, happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 43rd anniversary, Dan and Jody Cook.
Wow, 43 years.
That's beautiful.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Dan and Jody, we hope you have a fantastic anniversary. Happy 43 and 43 more. Enjoy your anniversary and your qualifiers today.
Right on.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, Remy Ma is 43. Rapper. Okay. Let's see here.
That's why I don't know who it is.
Let's see. Edie Menzel is 52. Elsa from Frozen and Rachel's mom on Glee. She got her big break in Rent.
Oh, okay.
That was where she got her big break. She was in that. But I think my favorite role, and I think a lot of people's favorite roles of hers, was Glinda in Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see a rough copy of that, of her and Kristen Chenoweth, the originals in that. And it's one of the greatest theater things I've ever seen in my life. And I saw a very bad copy of it.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing. Amazing. I would be afraid to do that role after her if I was going for that role or something. She's iconic. She is incredible. And a great name, too.
Yeah.
One of the greatest guitarists of our generation, 59 today for Tom Morello. Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave, Prophets of Rage guitarist. Tom Morello plays his guitar a little bit differently than you'll see anybody else play it. He's got it way up here.
Okay.
And he jams on it. And if you never heard Rage Against the Machine before and you heard their, like, you would think that he's waxing. Like, he's got two turntables, and he's waxing the way that some of his guitar playing is. Hmm. He's had a lot of big influences, but Vernon Reed, my favorite guitar player, was a big influence for him, and Vernon had played a little similar.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been a more original guitar. Hard to say that, but definitely one of the most original guitar players, especially from the way his style of play, Tom Morello, let alone the way he sounds. Just impeccable sound. Nobody sounds like Tom Morello. Nobody does. Wyona Judd is 59 today.
59.
Mm-hmm. Mama, He's Crazy, Why Not Me, Grandpa, Tell Him About Good Old Days. Wyona's got a handful of hits. A handful of hits. A lot more than a handful. A lot of hits. Let's see here. Oh, Ralph Carter is 62. Michael Evans on Good Times.
Hmm.
Oh, Ted McGinley is 65. They say here, handsome but cursed actor who's blamed for the demise of every series he ever joined.
Whoa, that's harsh.
This is something that has followed his whole career, and I wasn't even going to bring it up. But so,
what's his name again?
Ted McGinley. And if you see his face, you're going to know him right away. He's been in a million shows, and he's been very entertaining for a very long time. He's a good actor. Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children, and Hope and Faith all went down with Ted aboard.
Oh, no.
Now, he joined Married with Children later. He wasn't the guy that was originally with Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of where some of this history came from. But it's just kind of like low-hanging fruit.
He's not a Jonah.
Fruit. Yeah, you can't necessarily blame a guy. I would blame, I don't know, maybe the writing for these shows, maybe running out of ideas, maybe having Fonzie literally jump a shark. Maybe that killed Happy Days more than Ted McGinley. I don't know.
Mm.
They teach their own. Jake the Snake Roberts is 68 today, WWE Hall of Famer. One of my favorite wrestlers to watch growing up. He brought down. He always came down with a big boa constrictor.
Oh, I think I saw that.
No wrestler.
God, it was weird.
No wrestler back in the 80s, especially, you had to have a gimmick. You had to have a prop.
Yeah.
It was almost as important as your costume and your finishing move. You had to have a prop.
But see, I lost interest when the snake was not involved in the fighting at all. It's like, what's the point of bringing a snake to a fight if you're not going to use him?
Oh, they missed it. They missed a perfect opportunity in the 80s. You have a tag team match with Jake the Snake Roberts and Coco Beware. And have this, like, Jake tag in the snake.
Yeah.
And the snake slithers in, and Coco's like, no way. And he tags in his parrot, because Coco Beware had a parrot.
Oh.
And then the parrot and the snake are just in the ring, but they're not actually fighting. They're just in the ring. They're just like bopping around as animals would. both the other wrestlers, tag me in! Tag me in! I like that. That was a good idea, Melissa. Some people no longer. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, I had one more to get in here. Calm Meany is 70. Irish Chef Miles O'Brien on Star Trek TNG and DS9. He was also Doc Durant on AMC's Hell on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can get to some people no longer with us. And I got a couple of legends here. Like, if it wasn't for Devin Hester, the greatest returnist of all time, Gail Sayers, the Galloping Ghost, born in this day in 1943, passed away in 2020, Chicago Bears legend. Gail's career was cut short because of injuries, but still made the Hall of Fame. I think he is probably the last that will ever do that. Nowadays, I think it's too hard, and they have a different standard.
Mm.
Back then, you could do those kind of things. Billy Dee Williams played him in the movie Brian's Song, which to many is still considered the greatest football movie of all time. It's hard to argue. Brian's Song not being the greatest. It still holds up to this day. The performances by Billy Dee Williams and James Caan are iconic. They're incredible. It's a good movie.
Never seen it.
Gail Sayers, you get the chance to watch these black and white grainy footage things, and it's so hard to tell, except to be able to tell who Gail Sayers is. Like, it's all black and white, and we're so spoiled nowadays with 15K and all this stuff and everything, but you go back and watch those videos, you have no problem being able to tell which one is Gale Sayers. He's the guy flying like
booking
nobody
around
else.
The field.
The Kansas Comet, the Galloping Ghost. Happy birthday to Gale Sayers. Or happy birthday would have been to Mr. Gale Sayers. Mary Fredrickson, born on this day in 1958, passed away way too young in 2019. Roxette lead singer. Listen to Your Heart, Dangerous, It Must Have Been Love, Joyride, Look. Roxette had a run there. I think a lot of us forget about. I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
But that song, The Look, was huge. I remember that song in sixth grade being bigger than anything. Huge. The legend, Mel Blanc, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1989. Mel did a couple of interesting things with his career, not too much. He was, I don't know, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Tweety, Sylvester, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, Barney Rubble on the Flintstones. I can keep going if you like, everybody.
All of our childhoods.
Yeah, he's basically the voice of our childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have a more iconic voice actor in all time. And I don't know if there's
prolific.
Ever... Yeah, he's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. He's the GOAT of this.
Of a thousand voices.
And what's so fascinating to me about this is, as you could tell me this every day, and it wouldn't register. We grew up listening, and there was such a difference between all these characters.
Right. Yeah, you never. I never knew they were all voiced by the same person.
No idea. I would have sooner believed in an imaginary person that brings me things than I would have in this. And Mel Blanc was the voice of all these characters. I would have never, as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. And one of the greatest to ever do it.
1,000 screen credits. Over 1,000.
That's over 1,000 screen credits. That's incredible. Just incredible. What are the greats? Go back and listen to some Mel Blanc. You know, go listen to some Bugs Bunny or something. His Bugs is still some of the greatest voice acting of all time. It's easy. It still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, wishing Libby Rosendick a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lizzie. Libby,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mr. Mike Hittner.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Hope you have a good day, sir. And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 43rd anniversary, Dan and Jody Cook.
Congratulations, Dan and Jody.
I hope you guys have a great day. Stick around for Melissa's news. Otherwise, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank them and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Flags flew at half staff on Saturday to honor Navy Seaman Second Class David Joseph Riley, who lost his life in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was among more than 50 Wisconsinites who lost their lives that day. Seaman Second Class Riley was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941. He was killed along with 428 crewmen. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has been working since 2015 to identify the crewmen of the USS Oklahoma. Seaman Second Class Riley was positively identified in 2021. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, and the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal. He was buried with full military honors in Judah, Wisconsin on Saturday. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air and online. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Memorial Day.
Paw prints happen, but stains don't have to. Our pet-friendly fabrics available at Home Furniture and Design are stain-resistant. Fabric for everyday life, easy to clean, and no more worries. So come into Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids or Plover and mention you want pet-friendly or kid and husband-friendly fabrics, and we'll help you design your new furniture today. Home Furniture and Design. Live life comfortably.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster
care. It's at the heart of every party. You can't imagine the reward. So make it delicious, savory, and local. Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering will help you craft the perfect meal for the heart of your party. They use locally sourced ingredients and can cater any event, from your 4th of July party to your wedding, even a business luncheon. Two Hearts Wedding and Events Catering operates out of the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids and is open to the public on Bingo Wednesdays and Fish Fry Fridays. Visit their website, twoheartsllc1.com. That's the number one, as in the first place you want to stop to check out Two Hearts LLC.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87. Today, under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 89, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. It is 8:37 on the clock. We're going to have some fun right now, but I don't know if this lady had fun.
Oh?
Some runners may not remember winning a race because of adrenaline. I've talked to many people about this before. Mm-hmm. I've done a little bit of running before, and I've been thinking about doing some marathon running. So I've been talking and doing some more research on it, and the runner's high that they talk about, right, those kind of things. Others may not, because they were knocked out cold while chasing cheese.
What?
Yes. You may have heard about the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake. It's an annual event in England where people race down a very steep 200-yard-long hill chasing a wheel of double glucosamine cheese.
Okay.
This year's event happened yesterday, and a 19-year-old Canadian named Delaney Irving won the women's race, despite falling and being knocked out unconscious on her way down and rolling across the finish line.
Oh, my.
I am not going to show you the video, Melissa, because it is a little, disturbing. She's okay. Everything is fine. We obviously would not be doing the story if it wasn't okay, but it is a little hard to watch.
Yeah,
it
is. I'm a little, okay with
I watched
not
it once
that.
And I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
What I would encourage people to do, though, is Google the Cooper's Hills Cheese Rolling and Wake, because they do have other videos of this event just taking place. And it is hilarious watching people go after this thing. This year's event happened, yesterday, and then, you know, maybe you can get ready for next year's.
Mm-hmm.
Delaney didn't realize she won until later, when she woke up in a medical tent. She said, "I remember running, then bumping my head, and then I woke up in a tent. I still don't believe it, but it feels great. It's an extreme event, so injuries aren't uncommon, but winning while unconscious is a little unusual."
Yes.
I've heard of this in boxing plenty of times.
Oh, well, how many times can you get hit in the head and not?
Yeah.
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 Get your...
But not. I've never heard of a boxer knocking themselves out. That's rough. Do you, because to me, I'm still just as proud.
You still did the race.
You still finished?
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing in the rule book about having to be conscious. I do not know, though. Would you attempt something like this? Would you try this?
Chase a cheese down a hill?
A cheese roll? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You know, there's that when you're a kid and you're running down the hill and your feet get moving faster than you can keep up with and then you fall? Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like fun to me.
Am I the only one? The first thing I thought of when I read this this morning was, as you will.
Rolling down the hill.
Wesley!
Oh, my darling Wesley.
It's the first thing I thought of. I don't know. That movie has warped my mind.
Yeah, well.
I would definitely try this.
Okay.
I would definitely try.
Well, good on you.
With a helmet. With a helmet. I've watched this before and I've seen maybe one or two people wearing a helmet. Like, wear a helmet. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the harm? There's no rule that you can't wear a helmet during this.
Yeah.
I'd wear and have fun with it. I'd wear like a cheese helmet. Like, I'd wear like something like, or I mean, hey, a bunch of Wisconsinites might have this made. You know, just wear a cheese head. Just wear a cheese head with a strap
so it stays on.
Yeah. Maybe put two on. Maybe two cheese heads. You know, one on the chin and one on top. So you got a double cheese head.
Mm-hmm. And you're very protected.
Yes. Yes, and then you go ahead, go and fall and have fun.
Falling does not sound fun.
No, I don't mind them doing this as adults, and that's smart. But little kids rolling down a hill or falling down a hill, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun when you can bounce up like a rubber ball and you don't have all the aches and pains that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Dominique Wilkins, fantastic, one of the greatest dunkers of all time in the NBA. They were teasing him in an interview recently and they were asking, oh, you can't dunk anymore. Okay. He's like, I can still dunk. Getting up there is no problem. It's the coming down.
Yeah.
It's the landing that's the problem.
The landing
that's
the is hard the problem.
Part. Rolling is no issue. It's getting up off the ground eventually or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to get out of this chair like a morning like this after I like the weekend that I've had and everything. Yeah. And I'm not in bad shape. And I still, I'm not. I want this roller to go with me everywhere.
just a rolly chair today.
To my car. Mm-hmm. I would like jump from it into my car. Yes. I just want to sit in a chair all day. But it's beautiful outside.
Right. Gotta and then you get stiff. If you don't get up and move after you've been working out like that at our age, you know,
you're right.
You can't get stiff and then it's hard to move.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we got some fun. And don't forget, everybody, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique joining us to talk a little bit about Pet Palooza.
All right.
WFHR's Pet Palooza coming up June 11th over at the South Oak County Humane Society. We'll talk more about that in the 9 o'clock hour coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Pet Palooza is just around the corner, and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Pet Palooza.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87, today under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 60, tonight mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow 89, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're about to have some fun, take you right to the top of the hour.
Ah, this song.
So right now, to kick off the segment, I'd like to talk a little bit about old wise tales.
Okay.
What were phrases? You know, what were some things that were said to you growing up that, that there was no scientific proof behind? You know, you sit too close to the TV. You know, your eyes gonna
Right, you're gonna go blind.
You keep making that face, and somebody slaps you on the back of the head. That face stays.
Oh, the wind changes; it stays that way.
I hadn't heard that one. Okay. Stepping on a crack, breaking your mother's back. A lot of these. No science. None. Not one bit of science behind any of it. So let's get into this a little bit with those phrases and those things that we used to hear and some science. Let's get the, let's let science tackle some of these.
Okay.
And by the way, if you want to call up and give us any more, 424-2600. Yeah.
Yes.
It's feel free. I love these. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of these, so I always get a kick out of them. So remember when you were young and adults said things that that you shouldn't swallow gum because it took 7 years for it to digest and everything?
Yep.
That's not really true. Your body will pass the gum within 2 days, but that doesn't mean it's okay to swallow it. Gum can be digested, so it comes out whole, but and if you swallow a few pieces, it could cause digestive problems. A five-year-old boy recently swallowed 40 pieces of gum in 1 day, and it obstructed 40? His GI tract.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? Caused a major stomach ache. He was rushed to the ER, and scans showed the problem was a huge mass of gum.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah. Doctors removed the gum by placing a metal tube down his throat and using a tool to grab the ball up, the buildup.
Oof.
The boy suffered a sore throat afterward, but that was nothing compared to having 40 pieces of gum clogged in his pipes. This is one of those stories that we got to talk about because we don't want other people doing this stuff.
Right.
But am I alone in thinking that the 2 days thing? I don't want to get away from the kid. The kid, you know, he's okay. That's the important part. He's all right and all those things. And you shouldn't do that and stuff. And hopefully we all learned a life lesson here.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, 2 days? 2 days. Man, how many pieces of gum I spat out because I was all afraid of, this is like the one that I actually believed. I never believed any of these other ones, but this was like, I chewed a lot of gum growing up. I like gum. I still do chew a lot of gum.
But you wanted to swallow it?
No. Okay. No. But I don't like being, you know, lied to either. I didn't like that part of it.
Well, it's quite possible that they didn't know that they were telling you a falsehood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That any one of these, they weren't the ones that originated them. Our moms or dads or whoever told you these. They were told by their parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like if you swallow watermelon seeds, you start growing a watermelon inside your belly.
Yes. You know, just it's such a good one. It's such a good one. I love the idea of I don't love the idea, but I do like the idea of it freaking an adult out. I like not a kid, but I like the idea of a rational adult like being told this. I'd be like, what? No way. And I immediately say, no, get it out.
But only if you swallow them whole, you know. If you chew them up, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. 424-2600. I'm trying to think of other old wise tales that we heard growing up or anything like that, and how we can prove them wrong. Mm. What ones? Because I want to get more into this. I want science to get behind these. You know, I don't want to do the staring at the TV one, being too close to the TV. That one seems like that one does mess with your eyes a little bit.
Well, you get eye strain, eye fatigue. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talk about that with having our screens,
right?
That we're on our screens so much now.
Yeah. So I think we already have the science for that one. I think okay, that one's a true check. Mm-hmm. That's a true check. The gum one, not so much. No, I feel pretty confident that if I make a face right now and Melissa slaps me on the back, or what you said?
The wind changes.
It's not going to stay. I feel confident about that one. I think we can nux that one. Then the science on that one. So, yeah.
There's the one where if you shave your hair, it will grow back faster or darker or coarser. That is not true.
Not true.
Science
not
has true. Proven that that is not true.
Interesting.
So when it first comes and it starts growing back, it has the appearance that it's growing back thicker or coarser because it seems that way at the beginning. But as the hair grows longer, it will taper back off again, looking the same as it did before you cut it off.
Right. Yeah, I kind of feel like every 13-year-old kid, man, could have told you, like a 13-year-old boy that was trying to grow a mustache, and they kept shaving and shaving and trying to keep growing. And it'll grow back fast. It'll grow back fast. Never. No, it didn't. No, it did not.
Just the same.
What about wearing a hat? I remember being told, you wear a hat too often, you're going to go bald sooner.
Well, I think there is probably some truth to that one.
I think so. Hmm.
Yeah, because of the abrasion on your scalp from the hat.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I don't know. 424-2600. You got any more you want to bring share with us, everybody? Please feel free to. We would love to hear them. Otherwise, I wanted to do this real quick. Oh, where did it go? Oh, I lost it. All right, well, let's do it this way then. So we're going to be doing some entertainment segments in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. The Indianapolis 500 was yesterday, a huge, you know, one of the biggest sporting events of the year, and a very exciting sporting event. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that happened, Jewel, we were talking about her the other day, the famous singer, had her birthday the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Jewel delivered the national anthem at the Indianapolis 500, and social media just, like, came after her.
Really?
I did not see it. I did not hear it. I'm hearing it right now for the first time with everybody else. Hmm. I'm just going to play a little bit of it here. But apparently, some people loved it, and others thought it was just blasphemous, and they did not like it at all. I want to hear what you guys think. 424-2600. I want to hear what Melissa thinks, and play it for you right now.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
I don't know.
It sounds like a ballad version of it.
It sounds a little bit like she's turning it into a love song a little, but I mean, I don't think overly. I don't think she's doing it overly.
It's pretty true to the tune.
Yeah, if I'm being honest.
But we watched so gallantly streaming.
I want to hear how she ends.
And the rocket's red glare bombs. Gave proof through the night.
close.
There a little bit. There was a little bit of the draft. That star
spangled banner and wave. Or the land of the free and the
Oh, you can hear some heavy booing. Wow. I don't know how many times I've heard heavy booing after the national anthem, especially at a race car event.
I don't see how what she did is any different than any of the rest of the singers who have stylized that song, because all of them are guilty of it.
My favorite version I've ever heard is Marvin Gaye at the NBA All-Star Game in L.A., and it's a Marvin version of the national anthem. Like every person I've ever heard do, I have no idea what a quote normal version of the national anthem even sounds like. I don't believe I've ever heard it other than like little kids singing it in grade school or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, just singing the song straight. She stylized it. She added more notes that weren't necessarily there. She was showing off her vocal prowess
and her
abilities.
Houston did the same thing.
Yeah,
very similar.
And like, it's an acoustic version because she's accompanying. Oh, well, somebody is accompanying, whether it's her or another guitar player.
It's her playing guitar.
Okay, so she's accompanying herself, which is also impressive in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like part of the issue was that people have never heard Jewel sing. That's I and honestly, I'm saying it kind of jokingly and kind of serious. Like, she sounds like the way she sings.
Yeah,
she took her time. She dragged some notes. Mm-hmm. She sings a little hushed, mm-hmm. almost
there's a breathiness.
Yeah,
into her
that's a way
singing.
To put it. Yes.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I don't have a problem with it, but I also don't. I don't know. I lump it in with all of the other performers who have stylized it and done it the way they choose to. I prefer it sung just straight.
There were people, I think, that were expecting, like, found it blasphemous because they felt it sounded sexy. Like, they didn't like the sexiness of it or something like that. I'm just reading this because I'm not hearing.
Okay,
this.
Because I think that people just need to find reasons to be outraged about stuff now.
Ding 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 ding. There you go, Melissa.
Which is just dumb.
Yep. We have to bark about something. We need to be able to bark. Bark, bark, bark.
She didn't change the words.
Nope. Didn't. I mean, there was nothing like controversial.
I mean, she changed the timing signature a little bit there in a couple places and, sang the notes at a different moment. I guess if people were trying to sing along, they probably had a hard time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's it. A lot of people just angry that that they couldn't sing along with it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we got a comment from a listener that it's just folksy. She did a folksy version of the national anthem.
Yeah, I like that. No, I'm with that. I get mm-hmm. that.
Love our listeners.
Yeah, thank you, listeners. Appreciate you for that. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't see anything. I certainly don't see anything harmful with what she did here or anything like that. Certainly not worth all the pomp and circumstance that's coming from it. Although, it's getting some attention at least. Speaking of getting attention, this story came up over the weekend that I had to see. It comes to us from UPI.com. Animal control officers in Illinois were in disbelief when they responded to a call from an elderly resident and discovered a 3.5-foot alligator was indeed wandering through her garden.
Oh, my.
Virginia Tyus, 87, was watering the flowers in the front yard of her Decatur home when she spotted something that prompted her to call her son-in-law, Craig Stevens. She called and said, "Well, I see the biggest snake I've ever seen," she told. And then she said, "Well, it kind of looks like an alligator." Stevenson, who was attending his grandson's baseball game with his family members, said his mother-in-law's report was difficult to believe. Everyone was just rolling in their chairs and like, "Yeah, okay, Grandma, sure, there's an alligator out there." He walked out there, and their initial reaction, it was disbelief and assuming it was a stuffed alligator that looked real. And this was even according to animal control. Animal Control said in Facebook post that alligators would normally fall under the purview of wardens, but they made an exception in this case and captured the reptile until the Illinois Department of Natural Resources could pick it up. DNR officials said that they are investigating the alligator's origins. I suspect somebody had it as a pet and, of course, lost the pet or didn't take care of the pet or something like that. And this is why you should not have exotic animals as pets.
Yeah. Alligators don't make good pets.
How many stories of somebody having an exotic animal has ended well?
No, not any that I've ever heard.
I've never heard one. Like, yep, and me and the orangutan lived happily ever after for 30 years together at all this. Me and my pet crocodile, we were friends until the end of time. Like, no, ask Captain Hook. We all know how this ends.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Nice. We are going to get out of here right now, but we'll be back with some more fun. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique. Talk a little bit about Petpalooza, WFHR's Petpalooza, coming up June 11th. We're so excited about this.
It's almost here.
We're going to be doing this along with our friends at the Southfield County Humane Society. All of that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.